Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Experts predict RV sales will grow 20% this year. Many people will be trading up to new models. So Byerly will have a good supply of lower-priced, pre-enjoyed RVs for sale to fit any budget. No excuse. Hit the road in an affordable pre-owned motorhome, travel trailer, or folding camper. And make every weekend a mini vacation.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Mardi Gras season is here, and that means the Cajun Cook-Off is back Saturday, January 27th. Learn how to make authentic Creole dishes from the highly regarded chefs and then taste them yourself. But if you want the full Big Easy experience, the KFNS 590 The Fan Kitchen Pass lets you go behind the scenes where the magic happens. In the true spirit of the rowdy Cajun kitchen, we'll have the bar stocked with premium cocktails just for you. Head over to stlmardigras.org now to get your Cajun Cook-Off tickets and our super exclusive Kitchen Pass.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit slubillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton, Saturday, January 27th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit slubillikens.com.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Oh, I know this music.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
What do you know?
Right?
It's Thursday already. And that means you get an hour with Scott Sherman and free great legal advice. You need to know that Scott is brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. Peroni's is,
you gotta do with what you got.
Look, when somebody says, oh, their pizza's great, it's really kind of subjective. But I have never heard anybody who didn't like Peroni's. And I'm going to say hi to Karen Scott and her husband. They posted a, you know, you go online and you can just tell people what you thought. Here's what she says. She says, it was our first visit to Peroni's. My husband and I both listened to Frank Opinion right up in the PM, and we heard about it on that show. We had wings and pizza, and then in all uppercase, awesome, our waitress, Sarah, so pleasant. and attentive. We will definitely be back. Now we have great leftovers. Pizza today. Thank you, Karen, Scott, and welcome to Peroni's. And for the rest of you, please don't forget, Peroni's has a terrific all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday at both locations, Florissant and St. Peter's. And on Friday, it includes their famous chicken wings, the ones that Karen mentioned in her review of Peroni's. Peroni's, it's P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S, PeroniesPizza.com. Let's say hello to Scott Sherman. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I see this is all finally working the way it's supposed to. We already have calls coming in, and I know there's something you wanted to talk about. So before you do that, let me give the numbers one more time. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, and then we'll get right to the callers after there's something you wanted to lay on us, I believe.
I did. I want to do it briefly. One of my big frustrations in having a law practice is people come to me and I can't help them on some stuff. And more times than I can count, people have said, I have made a mistake in my life. I had something stupid I did. And unless it's a DWI that's a one-time, I couldn't get it what's called expunged, which is wiped out for something that happened 8, 10, 20 years ago. Now, something stupid you did when you were in college or a mistake that you made. And now, starting on January the 1st, like for 3 weeks, this law has been into effect in Missouri, which has expanded the ability to get expungements for misdemeanor cases and even some felonies. It has been long overdue. It's finally in effect. And for people that have had, you know, minor in possession of alcohol or some dumb kind of, you know, non-real violent thing that they did a long time ago, they can finally get it expunged by most of the rest of the states. And I'm excited about it. It was a bill that was passed a couple of years ago, and now it's in effect. So if anybody has something in their past that is embarrassing to them that has come up or they just want it gone, there's a good chance we can do it.
Wow, that is going to be great news for a lot of people.
It is, and you know, and the stupid stuff. You know, if you're in college,
and it shouldn't remain on there.
Right.
No, it shouldn't be on your record.
Right, like you stole a keg of beer as a fraternity prank, and now you got to plead to a stealing. Or all these people that plead to things that are that SIS probation, and they say, well, it's not a conviction. Well, that is still part of your record. But now there's a very good chance, unless you're some kind of a sex offender or some kind of a murderer or something. I mean, the crazy stuff you can't and shouldn't. But for the garden variety, dumb, young, stupid thing, there's finally a way to get that off your record so that employers and lenders and the public can't see that and you can move on with your life. I'm really happy and shocked that those morons in Jeff City did this. Let's get these things done before they change their mind.
And how easy is it for the average person have this done?
It's really easy. It's almost a guarantee. What I can tell you is this. On the DWI stuff, if it's a one-time DWI, that's absolutely a guarantee if you're eligible. They didn't word this exactly perfect, but as close to guaranteed as some lawyer like me can do, I can tell you that this is a wide berth. So if you are not excluded by the kind of crime or misdemeanor that it was, you are pretty much going to get this done, and it's not a lot of money.
And what do they need to do?
Send me an email. We've been doing these DWI things for years, and we've been waiting and hoping that they would expand it like Illinois has, and now they have. So if anybody's got an interest in that, send me an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, and we'll look into it for you for nothing. And thank you to tons of people from last week on the estate planning stuff. I mean, I was overwhelmed by that. So if people are interested in this, and I hope you are, just hit me up with an email. We'll look into it for you for free, and we'll give you a price quote if you're eligible, and hopefully we can get it done.
All right, we do have calls, and before we get to them, one more time. And folks, here's the way this works. If it's busy, just keep calling, keep trying, because as soon as a caller dumps, we call it in the business, dumps out, that means the line's open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Drew, thank you for being patient. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott Sherman.
Hello, Drew.
Yes.
This is your turn. It's your turn, Drew.
Oh, I'm sorry. First, I want to say me and my daughter are AM and the PM.
That's good. I can't hear that too much.
All right.
Drew, I got a feeling you're trying to listen to the radio. You have to turn the radio down. It won't work.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that.
That's right. Now, I'd just throw you off. What do you got for Scott?
Oh, no problem. Mine's just a really curious question. Now, if I pass a cop and he's doing radar and, you know how you want to warn the other drivers that there's a cop and you flash mm-hmm. your lights?
Yes.
Does the cop have any jurisdiction or, you know, authority to give you a ticket for that if they catch you? This?
Yeah, Frank, please.
Can I try this? My answer is no.
Oh,
that here. Is not a... No, hold on. This is one I think you could fight in court and win. I may be wrong. There could be an actual law about this, but I do it. As far as I know, it's not wrong. And now somebody who really knows. Scott,
can I try it?
Go ahead, yeah.
My guess is yes, the cop can pull you over for impeding justice or letting people know that there's a speed trap out there.
That's ridiculous.
We've got two justices that have difference of opinion. I'll be the tying yeah. vote. I'm going to okay. side with Justice Pinion on this. I do hear what Justice Strauss is saying about that obstruction of justice, but what actual investigation is that officer doing? This is free speech, and no. believe it or not, we still have that in this country. So warning other motorists or just flashing your lights, people don't know necessarily what that means. You're supposed to be able to flash your lights. And you're supposed to be able to say to people, hey, watch out, the cops might get you. Therefore, there's nothing here. To me,
it's no different than, and this has happened to me, my wife has called me knowing that I was going to be going down 40, and she just went down there 5 minutes ago, and she'll call and go, hey, there's a guy with a radar off the side of the road. What's the difference? She warned me. Are they going to, you know, ticket her for that? And the other thing is, Scott, I don't believe anywhere written as some sort of statute or law it says you can't flash your headlights at people. Is there? No.
And I would. Now, that's
Drew,
why I'm sorry.
I love it when I'm right about this stuff because I'm a frustrated attorney and a frustrated detective. But the answer then is no. And if that did happen, you got a ticket. Man, I would absolutely fight that in court.
Yeah. If the guy that gave the finger to the cop, I think it was in Florida, let's just say it was Florida because that kind of stuff happens in Florida. The guy that gave the ticket to the cop that won that ticket on free speech grounds can win, then flashing your lights at other motorists that there might be a police officer checking speed should win. And that's actually public safety. You're telling people to slow down. You're not telling people to speed up.
Yeah.
The cop left.
If I were the president of the United States, and I'm not, I would actually make giving the finger to a cop against the law because we got enough disrespect for the police. That, to me, is far worse than flashing your headlights. So, Drew, keep flashing your headlights.
That's why Drew's – I think Drew is
I mean, I don't see it that
citizen.
Often anymore, but
I don't either.
I was just curious about it because if I wanted to warn people, I didn't want to get in trouble for it.
You might just be warning them that they should slow down because they – are a danger to the rest of the driving community, whether there's a police officer there or not, right?
Drew, most of the time when you do it, you're past the cop. The cop can't see you.
Well, I know, but like if, let's say there's another cop on the other side that I'm flashing, you know.
Okay, coming toward you.
I was just thinking, could they, coming toward me?
You cannot impede a criminal investigation or, an arrest. So if the police officer already has somebody pulled over and you want to flash like your flashlight in his eyes so the guy gets away, that's obstruction of justice. Flashing other speeders to slow down so they don't kill people or maybe get a ticket, that's not obstruction of justice.
The only people
that are going to get mad at Drew are the traffic lawyers that want the ticket cases. So you're actually doing a public service by saving people money.
And Drew, here's the other thing. They have to prove that that's what you meant by flashing your lights.
That's right.
What if you said, what? Flashing your lights means what? That I'm warning people of what?
I was testing my high beams.
That's right. That's why I said if they said, what were you flashing lights for? I'm sure Drew would say, because that person was speeding, and in the handbook and in the statutes for driving with the highest degree of care,
you can flash your lights and should flash your lights so that other motorists will obey the traffic laws.
Hey,
you win.
There's a guy on the phone. His name's Scott. And Drew, you can listen in on him. But he said he has experience in this.
Ooh,
all right. Great. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for the call. Welcome. Thanks for listening. Let's jump to Scott. Scott, what do we need to know?
Hey, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
So about 20 years ago, coming across, this happened in Illinois. I was heading over to Missouri across the JB Bridge. There were two cops, one sitting closer to Columbia and one sitting closer to the bridge. And I flashed the lights, got pulled over by the second one, got a ticket written, went to court. And when the judge asked what it was all about, I explained it to him, and he literally started laughing and said, no, it's dismissed because they can't write you a ticket for it.
There you go.
Look at that.
They just don't really appreciate it.
Scott, we got it right.
The large there morning show Supreme Court 2-1
does
decision.
It again.
Does it again.
Scott, thank you.
Do I get Supreme Court pay for this?
No, you don't get anything for this. You get to keep listening. That's what you get. Scott, thank you. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, nothing about that seems to be right if an officer did that. It's and I think Dan or somebody brought up a good point. I have flashed my lights lots of times when I see somebody driving at 8 p.m. at night and they don't have their headlights on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll flash my lights at them. Like, turn on your lights. And they never get it. They never seem to understand why the guy behind them is flashing lights. And I'm sure they're thinking that road rager. No, turn your headlights on. And that's not against the law. So it is a warning. It's a warning. Hey, you're coming at me pretty fast. Slow down. And for them to say, oh, no, what you meant was, hey, there's a cop here. You go, no, I was just telling the guy he needs to slow down a little bit. Yeah, you can win that one every time.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because in these depositions that we have with these civil cases where people cause car wrecks, you go right down the line. Did you flash your lights? Did you honk your horn? Did you warn the other drivers?
Yeah.
You're supposed to do that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Jim. One more time, the number's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Jim, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Frank, I want to talk to you about something personal about Johnny Londo, so I'll let you finish this section, and then you call me back. I'll stay on the line. It'll take me about a minute and a half, but you'll want to hear this story.
Well, is it a good story or a bad story?
It's a good story. It'll make your day.
Well, let's just do it. Just go. Let's do it. I don't like to do this in this segment, but let's do it, because I can't call you back. Yeah. By the time I called you back at the Playhouse, it'll be 6 o'clock.
Let's do it right now. I called Johnny Londo strictly last week because of you constantly saying, give him a chance. And who I was dealing with retired from another dealership I won't mention. And I called him, and you called me back and thanked me for calling him. And then I went in there, and I talked to the person at the desk. I want to talk to Johnny Londo. And she said, I want to have his best salesman. I want to try to buy my daughter Julie a car. It's going to be her 60th birthday Saturday. I didn't think I'd have a chance in the world of getting this all done by Saturday, but she gave me a really nice salesman called Randy. And Julie was really undecided on what kind of car she wanted. She knew she had to keep her payments under $200. I was giving her like $10,000, and she had a trade-in, like a 12-year-old car, which was in good shape, low mileage. And he told her the Bubba value was like a couple of grand. And so she started looking at Escalade, and then she started looking at a Malibu. She couldn't afford an Impala, of course. And Randy wasn't quite able to tell her what car she needed, because she couldn't make up her own mind. So we said, well, we'll be back. So I called Johnny Monday, and I want you to know he answered his phone immediately. He was driving home from Florida. He called me back from his car phone and said, how could he help me? And I said, well, Frank, I don't want to knock your salesman. He's a great guy. But I said, my daughter was so undecided, the guy really couldn't help us much. He said, you come in and see me Monday night at 4:30. Well, we got there a little later. We got there, I guess, about 5 o'clock because of the traffic. And he called me before. They said, are you on your way? I said, yes, we are. He waited, and actually, this was not Monday, this was last night. We went in there, and he said, you come directly up to my office. They led me up to his office. I went in his private office. He sat down. He spent at least a half an hour just talking to us. I felt like I've knew this guy for 20 years. We talked about our families. He introduced me to two of his sons. He had just brought a new puppy in, you know, one of his hunting dogs. He introduced me to him, and we talked about what Julie needed and how he could help us achieve that. So we finally got our 2017, which he himself found. The salesman just didn't even know he had the car. And again, I said, I don't want to wrap this sale to me. He said, no, I know you don't. He said, your daughter just was confused. He said, I'm going to get her in the right car. So she found a Malibu she really liked, a 2017. It's got 120 miles on it, is all it's got on it. And she had to get her payments down, like I say, to like $200 a month. And then we were about $3,000 apart. To make a long story short, he said, well, now we're going to give you the final thing that'll swing this deal. We're going to give you Johnny Landoff love. He took $3,000 more off of the price.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story, but we need to send you to a course in time management. You said this will take about 1 minute.
I knew I was going to screw up your time, but I can't.
I'm happy to take this. Go ahead.
I'm going to send Johnny a thank you note. I'm going to get him enrolled in his family, and my wife, very religious, into a lifetime prayer thing for him and his family.
Yeah, that's really nice. And Jim, I'll tell you what I'm going to send John. I'm going to send him an invoice about $8,000 for what you just did here on the air. He's going to have to pay for that. Jim, we got to get back to the legal stuff. But thank you so much.
She drove out of there with a Malibu. She's got her car. She'll have it for her birthday Saturday.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, everything worked out. Thank you.
All the bells and whistles. Now I'll let you go now. Thank you.
Thanks for letting us go. Wow.
Jim started getting emotional there.
That's a great story.
That is a great story.
Note to self, bill John for about $8,000. Now, I think what also happened is people tune in, they go, well, shoot, they're not doing the legal segment, so they hung up. So let's go, get all the lines open. You need some legal advice? Let's do it. I'm going to take a quick break. While I do that, you call 314-821-0590. And let's just keep it to, not that I didn't appreciate that, I did, but we keep it to legal help. Because a lot of people need help. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. In less than 3 months, I'll hit the 45-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I have been going there for 44 years, now almost 45. I've had all the things done in the times I've sat in that chair or those chairs. I probably had pretty much, I mean, I had a root canal. I had fillings put in, fillings taken out and replaced. I've had a little bonding on a chipped tooth and, you know, the usual stuff. Of course, every time cleaning and being asked by Mary, have you been flossing? And I've never lied, because I know when my appointment is, so about a week before, I start flossing like crazy. So that when she asks me, I go, oh, I've been flossing. And then she'll say, for how long? Like the last week? And I go, yeah, busted. But it's a wonderful dental clinic. And I hear from people regularly who say pretty much the same thing, but I can't hear it too much, and that's this. You're right. I didn't think a dental clinic like this existed. You're right. After just a few minutes, I did feel like I'd been going there for a long time. You're right. They just have a way of making going to the dentist not a horrible thing. And I am right. And if you don't know that I'm right, then you've never been there. So do this. Just make one appointment. Even if it's just a cleaning and a checkup, just make an appointment there. My guess is you'll get rid of your current dentist, and you'll become one of us, patients of Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
traffic is brought to you by Walgreens. Accident eastbound 70 at 79 is cleared. Northbound 270 before Ladue, an accident. Earlier crash eastbound 270 at Hanley. Accident southbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. Accident southbound 55 before Rivas Barracks. Heavy eastbound 64 Compton to the Poplar. Overturned vehicle accident southbound Route 203 at Maryville Road in Granite City. And a construction backup northbound 55 at Illinois 143. Looking to save money on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? As a preferred pharmacy, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 for Tier 1 generics on select plans. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit slubillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton, Saturday, January 27th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit slubillikens.com.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, famous for making engines run better and last longer, has something new for gun owners. Z-Max for guns. A two-bottle system with a bore cleaner, conditioner, and a bolt lube. Originally designed for M4s and AR-15s, it'll protect and lubricate the finish and moving parts of any handgun, rifle, or shotgun. Z-Max Micro Lubricant works on heavy-duty engines every day. It'll work on and in your favorite firearms, too. Find out more at ZMAX.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You're listening to 590 The Fan. It's Thursday, so we're back with Scott Sherman. Roger, thank you for waiting. Say hi to Scott.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm great, Roger.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Roger.
Hey, and I hate to burst your bubble, Frank, but I was on the famous I-70 in St. Charles Rock Road area, and I was going down the road, and there was a policeman in the middle of the median, and I flashed my lights to the people coming that way to let them know. All of a sudden, I had this Mustang on my rear end, and it was a cop. Pulled me over. He goes, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? I said, I wasn't speeding. He goes, no, but you're flashing your lights. I said, what's wrong with that? He said, you can't do that. So he gave me a ticket. So I went they call it the kangaroo court. I went there whenever my court date was, and I pleaded my case. I said, well, Judge, what's the difference if I flash a light at an 18-wheeler when he wants to pull over and let him know I see him and let him go get in? Can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? I said, I do that all the time. He goes, well, you just got lucky those times. This time you're getting fined, and it's going to be $75. And he says, that's the end of this discussion. No more discussion.
Well, you didn't burst my bubble at all, Roger, because I would have appealed that because that was wrong.
Roger, is this St. Anne?
No, this is the one up the Chadwick.
Okay.
You know the one that they had the fake cop on top of the Vidoc?
Oh,
taking pictures.
That horse manure place. What? Belleville.
It's Chadwick, though. That's the township. It's very small. And it's an old
Charlac?
Charlac. I'm sorry. Yeah, Charlac. Yeah.
All right. So we have on one hand we have you who got a ticket. The other guy, the judge, says this is nonsense. Throw it out. I'm going to go with the throw out thing. I think unless there's a posted law in this community and just exclusively for that community, and they pass some ordinance that you can't flash your lights. If that's the case, okay. But otherwise, I think that was a bad. I would have appealed.
And that other guy was in Illinois. Fighting.
And even if they do have an ordinance, that ordinance could be illegal,
challenged
because it's based on content-based speech. You're making speech to other people. Hey, slow down. What, you're not allowed to tell people to slow down? You're supposed to tell people to slow down. What are you supposed to do? Put your head out the window and scream at them?
And I've done that.
I agree with you. That is right. But the problem you have is me being a layman, not knowing the law. You just want to end it and be done with it.
I absolutely understand that, and most people would do what you did and end it. I'm not like most people. I would fight that to the death because you didn't break a law. There is no law. You did not break the law.
You got more money than I do, Frank.
No, well, you don't know that. You don't know how much money I have. I don't know how much money you have, but I do know this. I see all the time on videos on YouTube people right up in the cops' faces spitting as they talk and saying, F you, pig, and that's not against the law, and there's nothing a cop can do about it, and it infuriates me, so there's no way that flashing your lights is against. That's far, to me, not even close.
Well,
and we allow people, because of freedom of speech, we allow people to tell the cops, go to hell, I'm not showing my license, I'm not rolling my window down, screw you. We allow that because it is freedom of speech, and so is flashing lights. I think you got a bum deal. That's what I think.
Oh, I do. I agree. I just want to let you know it does happen, though.
Okay, Roger. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. Right. Bye.
Yeah, I'm that guy. I just am. If I know, or I'm convinced, I could be wrong, but if I'm just convinced that I'm right, I just keep going. And it's not about money. It's really not. Anybody has the right.
That's right. And
that's one of the things that
absolutely infuriates me about these communities that run their whole operation on traffic fines, because they know that there's a price point by which people are just willing to pay it off. Even if it's a shakedown, and it's usually about $100 or $150. In this case, it was $75. But if you really want that stuff to stop, everybody who gets a ticket that they think is bogus, get a lawyer and set it for trial. It will destroy the municipal court system in St. Louis in about a month.
I want Ray to hang on. Ray, don't go away, but I want to mention something else I just thought of. Because, Scott, you said you're not impeding with an officer's duties, you're not in any way, what's the other term you use, interrupting
it's not obstruction of justice.
Alright, let me give you an example of something that is, yet they get away with that. And I've seen this on video, dash cams, on people that hold their phones up and post it on YouTube. Let's say a police officer gets somebody out of the car and they're struggling with him, and so they have to take him down. There's people standing around going, leave him alone. That's impeding. Now you should really be arrested. That's not freedom of speech.
Right.
You are interfering when you're telling the cop what to do.
You're 100% right. And the other one that I don't like is when an officer is doing a lawful traffic stop, they're doing an investigation, and somebody decides that they're going to be a backpack journalist and take out their cell phone. And not that they're taping it, I want to be very clear, but they get so close to that officer that that officer cannot safely do his or her job. I hate that, and that is obstruction. Yeah, you want to take a video of it or whatever with your smartphone and zoom in? Great.
Stay
back.
But
get away from that officer, because he or she has every right to do their job, and that is obstruction of justice.
And by the way, here's what could happen. Let's say there's an officer struggling with a guy, and some knucklehead is related to the guy in the struggle and walks up with a cell phone and his videotape, and the gun goes off and kills the person with the phone. You know who goes to jail? The police officer.
Yeah.
The police officer goes to prison because you had to butt in. And by the way, if you want to videotape police doing something, keep your mouth shut and just videotape it.
Right.
Don't try to tell them to do. Don't tell them they're in the right or the wrong.
First Amendment is not the right to do whatever you want.
It has limits to it.
There's a guy, Ron, that's on the phone about the headlight, flashing headlight issue, and he's had experience in this also.
All right. Ron, you have the floor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Yes, sir.
AM and PM.
If you don't have a question for Scott, just give us your story as quickly as you can, because we do want to hear
it. I will do it. I was traveling on Highway 30, went through Burnsville, Missouri.
Burnsville.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, my goodness. I know Burnsville also.
It's the most notorious speed trap in the area.
I got a ticket for flashing my lights at somebody that I just left their house to let them know that I left. They were in a U-Haul truck, blah, blah. Cop was behind them. He made a U-turn, came after me, told me it was a state law. Oh, yeah, right, whatever. So I took the ticket, went on my way, called the State Highway Patrol. It is a state law.
Well, what did he charge you?
This is the first I've heard of this.
It is absolutely true. I mean,
what was the charge? What was the charge?
Flashing your headlights on the highway.
I need somebody to send us. Scott, you can
find it. I'm not
saying this doesn't exist, but I want to know when I'm wrong. I want to know I'm wrong. And apparently here we may be, both of us, and I'd like to read and see that state law.
If anybody
can find it, Scott will.
Okay. I mean, they absolutely said it. And I gave them the example. I said, okay, I am going, down the road, and I see an accident. And it's just over the peak. And I says, there's traffic coming. And you don't want me to flash my lights at the oncoming traffic to let them know there's an accident, the road's blocked? And they said, absolutely. It's against the law. I said, okay.
I personally think that's wrong. There may be police officers who disagree with me and go, hey, what do you mean the people should be able to flash their lights? Then we can't nail the bad guys. It just seems wrong to me. Ron, thank you for the story. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Because now we're going to be able to look up that law, and if it does exist, it's news to me, and I still think it's wrong. I don't think that should be, but hey, if it is, it is. Let's go to Bud. Bud, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Actually, not to be rude, but we need to go to Ray because we never actually spoke to him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Ray, I'm sorry, you are next. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Quick question for you. If you are discharged from U.S. military with PTSD, can you get a concealed permit in Missouri?
I don't see why not. What was your I don't see that the concealed carry has a restriction on a medical condition.
As a medical discharge.
No.
It's in a sense a mental condition. And depending on what you were treated for and how you were treated and by whom, that could be considered, I think, a mental issue.
I'm gonna err on the side of, I would say the presumption is that you can get it. And I will check the concealed carry statute. I know they had some restrictions on some things, but I thought those were psychological disorders. And I know that PTSD has a neurologic component to it, but I don't know that PTSD is any different than Parkinson's or another brain disorder that isn't mental illness. So I'm going to err on the side that I think you can. Did somebody tell you you can't?
Yes.
Who was that? Really.
Counselor, I'd like to cross-examine.
Yes,
that's not really what it's called, but I'd like to say something. Yeah. See, to me, PTSD, people commit suicide because of PTSD. They snap. And to me, that's where it's different than just the other things that Scott mentioned. So you were told who told you could get a concealed carry?
A local law enforcement in my county, Missouri.
Well, that should be good enough for me. If they told you that, then I would say you should be able to.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. I enjoyed listening to your show. Friends,
thank you, Ray.
Good evening. Have a good evening.
We're glad you're out there. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling. Bud, now you're up. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. I have a question for you about a will.
Yes, sir.
My mother passed away. about 10 years ago, there was some property. I have a brother, and my father did not put it in probate or anything like that. Now, when he went to do a will, they told him in order to do it that he couldn't leave it to one child or the other unless they signed off on it. Now, my brother will not sign off on it because he wants to leave it to me. Is there anything that can be done there?
How is the prop?
Let me take a run at this.
Sure.
But are you saying that they told you that a parent or whoever is willing this stuff can't designate one and not the other?
Yes. That's
nonsense.
That's nonsense.
People leave people out of wills all the time. All the time. I don't want this kid to have anything, and I don't want the other kid to have everything. Scott, it's all yours.
Yeah, I agree with Frank on this. How is that property titled right now?
As far as I know, it was not in both of their names. It was just in my mother's name. So it wasn't, you know, when she passed away, my father, she had a will. All the property was supposed to go to my father, but he never done anything with it. And we just found out recently, and that was 10 years ago, that she passed.
Then when she passed, then there was nobody designated on the title, and there's no will provision for her that says who it goes to. Just it was going to go to your father, and he predeceased her, right?
Yes.
Well, then that her interest in that should then go in equal shares through all of the kids and their lines, but it's got to be taken back to court.
No, I think
I thought Bud was saying was it was specifically stated somewhere that one kid was not to get it. The other kid was.
See, my father wants it to be like that. He doesn't.
Okay,
want
but it's,
it to
but
be
that
split.
That doesn't matter what he wants. Is he dead?
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is still alive.
Then it's
oh,
it goes.
Well, shoot, yeah.
Then this is an easy one. It all that property went to your father. He didn't do anything with the property in the titling of it. He's still alive. He can do whatever he wants in that will. He can
He has to do something. If he doesn't have a will himself, immediately he needs to have one drawn up and state his wishes. And he has every right to state, I want one kid to get everything. But he needs to get it done. Because wanting it is one thing. On paper, you got nothing. If you don't have it on paper.
All right. So I guess we need to talk to he needs to talk to a different lawyer because the one he's talking to is not steering him in the right direction.
No, I've never in my life heard any advice where they told somebody, well, I don't care if you don't want to leave this kid anything or not. You have to split it up equally. That is not true.
Okay. Well, they told him because there wasn't nothing done with it 10 years ago it had to be, you know, split up. Between the children.
Now, that doesn't sound right at all. As long as
she left it to him and he's alive, it's his.
That's right. Plus, the way that most property is titled, is this a Missouri issue?
No, it's Illinois.
Same kind of thing in Illinois. Most of it is titled between husbands and wives that the survivor, without probate, it goes to the surviving spouse automatically, just by the way it was titled. So what I would do is I'd get a hold of the title to the house and see how it's titled.
It's just property.
Same thing. Real estate.
Right?
And if you need somebody to look at that on behalf of your dad, send me an email and I'll put you in touch with an Illinois lawyer that does that kind of stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot. AM in the PM, first time caller.
Thank you, bud. Call anytime. We appreciate it. Now, but before we wrap it up here, seriously, if it is true that there's a state law that you can't flash your headlights, I want to know. Because I really am the guy who wants to be called out if I'm wrong about it. So I don't want to go through the rest of my life with misinformation. And right. I'll be happy to go, well, I was wrong. I sure didn't know that. So Scott's going to go find that law, and he'll email it to me. And Monday, I'll share it with you. And then next Thursday, we'll set the record straight. Is it a law or is it not a law?
And the PTSD thing, too, because my understanding is that diagnosis alone does not preclude you from getting a concealed carry. It would have to be the cause of some other kind of mental disorder.
No, You're right. Not the diagnosis alone, but if there are records that indicate this person has expressed thoughts of suicide,
right,
or revenge or something like that going along with it, then I think you got a problem.
Chris says he has the answer.
To what?
For the headlight thing.
Everybody said they had the answer. We got different answers from people who said they had the answer. I'll talk to Chris real quickly. Chris, what do you got? What's the story?
Yes, Frank. I just wanted to let you know that in 2014, a federal judge from Missouri ruled that flashing your headlights was against the First Amendment, your First Amendment rights. So, therefore, that injunction has led to several, almost all now, flashing light tickets being dropped because of that injunction by the federal judge.
Bingo! There you go. Thank you.
But it was a law before that, right?
Yes. Technically, there still is an RSMO statute out there.
But in the very beginning, what I said, in the very beginning of the first caller, I said, challenge it. Challenge it. And that's exactly what you're saying happened. Somebody did, and the federal judge said, no, this is a violation of your constitutional rights to freedom of speech. So it, in fact, can be challenged and thrown out because it shouldn't be against the law.
No, it shouldn't be.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely, Frank. Thank you.
I love this.
There's your court clerk for Justice Pinion is Chris. Good job.
Yeah. I get fired up about this stuff. Right. Because I really enjoy it. I've learned more, and I've only been doing this 3 years. What have we been
two
doing?
And a half.
Two and a half years. I've learned a lot of stuff. I want to thank Peroni's Pizza, for sponsoring Scott Sherman. They have two locations. They're in Florissant and they're in St. Peter's. They got a great buffet Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. And on Fridays, that would be tomorrow, it includes their famous chicken wings. Peronispizza.com, you spell it P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S pizza. It is fantastic pizza, but it's fantastic other stuff, too. Thank you, Peronis. Thank you, Scott Sherman. We'll do the. Give me your email address one more time.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right. Scott Sherman, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
I believe I have just enough time to do some business, do I not?
I believe you do, sir.
All right, then that's what I will do. Now, seriously, this was this segment was created by me as a way to take a jab at the old station for firing Scott Sherman. I should send them a thank you note because it created this fantastic segment. And it's helped a lot of people. It's helped them either avoid spending money they didn't need to spend or save money by spending less than they would have had they not gotten Scott's guidance through some of this stuff. So, and thanks to all the people who call. And thank you, Jim, for calling. Even though I don't like calls that aren't related to legal advice, how could I not have liked your call about Johnny Londoff and your daughter? So thank you for that. As I mentioned earlier, I think Saturday morning is the yard sale sponsored by First Community Credit Union. You know what I did? I talked about First Community.
Yeah, you did.
I screwed this up. I did that already. Edit that out, Limey, where I just said that First Community. Edit
got
that out. And then here's where we'll edit. 3, 2, 1. Well, as many of you know, I have a brand new heating and cooling system. It's an American standard. Brand spanking new. It's a good feeling except for the check that you have to write for it. That's, if you can ignore that part, and that's part of it, you got to buy it. The good thing is, like I said before, it's like having a full tank of gas or brand new tires with a lot of tread and those little rubber things that stick out on the tire before it's all broken in. And yeah, it's a good feeling because you know you got plenty of tread, plenty of gas. And that's the way it feels when you have a brand new heating and cooling system. And now I do, and I'm not going to have to worry about that stuff for a long, long time. I think there's a 10-year warranty on everything, and whew, I'm ready for that. I got a good 20 years out of the train system that I had. Now, Matheny works on train, and they work on American Standard, and they work on Linux, and I don't know how many brands there are, probably 15 or 20, and they're trained and qualified to work on all of them. And they are the perfect people to decide which unit is the best unit for your house, which will be the most efficient, which will be more likely to do the job, cooling or heating your little place or your great big place. Now, Matheny Heating and Cooling services businesses and homes in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. So if you live or work in either one of those, working meaning have a business there, they would love to be your heating and cooling company. They got lots of businesses, large and small, lots of homes, large and small. So yours is not too big or too small for Matheny. And please remember that this is a family business, third generation. It's a terrific company. Matheny, you're going to need them, and you know you are. You have heating and cooling. It's not built to last forever. You're going to have service, and then one day, like I just did, you're going to have a replacement. Please, let them make one service call, just one. This is how we get you hooked. Let them come out one time. My guess is you'll never want anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Do not go away because the Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fair.